Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Big Block Construction Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Sahu. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to Big Block Construction Limited's earnings conference call for the second quarter and half year ended September 30, 2025. Thank you for joining us today. I'll take you through our financial and operational performance for the quarter and half year, followed by key business updates. During the quarter, business conditions showed gradual improvement despite a prolonged monsoon that impacted construction activity across some regions. As demand picked up towards the end of the quarter, we witnessed a steady recovery in volume. The positive momentum combined with improved capacity utilization supported our overall performance for the quarter. For Q2 FY26, consolidated revenue from operations was Rs. 673 million, reflecting a growth of 30.3% compared to the same period last year and 19.5% sequentially. The improvement was largely driven by higher sales volume, which increased 43.7% year-on-year and 18.3% quarter-on-quarter to 198,555 cubic meters. For the first half of FY26, revenue from operations was Rs. 1,237 million, a growth of 19.8% over the corresponding period of last year. On the profitability front, EBITDA for Q2 FY26 was Rs. 19 million with a margin of 2.8%. While for H1 FY26, EBITDA was Rs. 22 million with a margin of 2.6%. The sequential improvement in margins was driven by better capacity utilization and stable input costs. The company continues to focus on optimizing logistics and improving process efficiency to enhance profitability. From an operational standpoint, overall capacity utilization improved to 62% in Q2 FY26 compared to 53% in the previous quarter. The improvement was broad-based, reflecting higher activity levels across subsidiaries. At our joint venture, Siam Cement Big Block Construction Technologies, utilization for AC wall panels increased to 43% from 36% in the preceding quarter. The wall panel business continues to gain traction as acceptance of large format walling solutions grows among developers and contractors. On the strategic front, the company remains focused on ramping up utilization levels across facilities and scaling its AC wall panel operations. The upcoming commissioning of the construction chemicals facility at Umargao in the second half of FY26 will further diversify the product portfolio and strengthen Big Block's position as an integrated green building materials company. Furthermore, renewable energy continues to play an increasingly important role in our operations. As Siam Cement Big Block Construction Technologies, nearly 50% of the power requirements are now being met through solar energy. This initiative aligns with our long-term focus on reducing dependence on conventional energy and enhancing the environmental sustainability of our businesses. At the industry level, construction activities are expected to strengthen in the second half of FY26, supported by the government's focus on affordable housing and infrastructure development. The recent modernization in input prices and improvement in liquidity across the real estate sector are also expected to aid demand for AC blocks and wall panels. Looking ahead, our priorities remain centered on improving capacity utilization, increasing adoption of AC wall panels, and expanding our product portfolio with construction chemicals. With the department's turning favorable post-monsoon, we are confident of delivering an improved performance in the coming quarter. With that, I conclude my remarks, and now we can open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to the participants that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Our first question is from the line of Deepam Gala, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Congratulations on the good set of revenue growth. I just wanted to know that how is the Gujarat market performing for us? Like, can you give me the numbers for H1 for Star Big Block?
So, you need specific numbers for Star Big Block? We have already
done
the capacity utilization for the Star Big Block plant, which was at 90%
in Q2 of 2026. Okay. And how is that performed revenue-wise?
So revenue-wise, on a quarter-on-quarter basis, it has been improving. And 90% is sort of an optimum utilization for the Star Big Block plant.
Okay. And what is the realization that we are getting as of now in the market?
So average realization has been quite similar with the variation of just around 1-2% from Q1, which has improved in Q2 as compared to Q1. And generally, post Diwali, in Q3 and Q4, the realizations can further improve. That's what we are targeting.
Okay. And lastly, how much is our logistics cost coming roughly?
So logistics cost is in the range of approximately 12-20% of our turnover for the outward transportation, which varies from region to region and from location to location in the territory where we are operating.
So with the new plant coming up like in Madhya Pradesh and all, we are expecting it to go down or we are further going to get a new market?
So, with the new plant in MP, which we are planning to start soon, we will be reducing some logistic costs as some transport which we are doing from the existing Star Big Block plant to MP, we will be saving on the logistic costs. And at the same point of time, we will be also penetrating newer markets with the newer territories when we start MP plant.
So, will we be able to see a margin expansion or it will remain at the same level, more or less?
So, that plant will still take some time before we begin commercial operations. But, so it's too early to comment on the margin expansion for that location.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from us. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants of the conference that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone to join the question queue. Participants of the conference, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. A reminder to all participants of the conference that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Sabu for the closing comments.
Thank you all for taking the time to join us today and for your continued interest in Big Block Construction. As we continue to navigate opportunities ahead, we remain committed to delivering consistent growth and value in the coming quarter. As always, if you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations advisor, Churchgate Partners, and we'll be happy to address your queries. Thank you once again. Have a good day.
On behalf of Big Block Construction, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.